BBC News Online.
American investigators say they found no evidence that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction at the time of the American-led invasion last year. Presenting the most comprehensive report on the issue so far, the head of the Iraq Survey Group, Charles Dulfer, said he didn't believe there were any hidden stockpiles either. From Washington, Daniela Relf reports.
The Iraq Survey Group has delivered a comprehensive assessment of Saddam Hussein's weapons program. It drew information from key members of the regime, including Saddam himself. The head of the group, Charles Dulfer, told a Senate committee that his goal had always been the truth, and that to understand the Iraqi regime was to understand the mind of Saddam Hussein. He explained how his team had found no chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons in Iraq, nor did he believe stockpiles remained hidden. He said they'd been destroyed after the 1991 Gulf War, but Charles Dulfer also told senators what his team did find was evidence of Saddam's intent and capability. Rebuilding a weapons program was the long-term aim once sanctions had been lifted.
President Bush, continuing his re-election campaign, made no direct reference to the Iraq Survey Group's report. In a speech in Pennsylvania, he repeated his view that the world was better off without Saddam Hussein. The British Prime Minister Tony Blair said the report showed that UN sanctions in Iraq hadn't been working. The Iraq Survey Group also published a list of political and business organizations and individuals in several countries to whom Saddam Hussein allegedly offered cheap oil in return for their support in trying to get UN sanctions lifted. Many on the list, drawn from official Iraqi documents, are from Russia, France and China, countries which opposed the war in Iraq. There's been a bomb attack at a gathering of Islamic...